what Trump minions will do for a soundbite.
Here we are shaking our heads again at the far-right politicians showing us their spots. Yeah, as most of you know by now, Alexander Smirnoff has been indicted for creating false and fictitious records regarding the Bidens.
No, he lied.
Smirnoff, a far-right winger, accused the Bidens of money exchange for influence.
That's ridiculous. And a man in my position can't afford to look ridiculous.
All right. Prosecutors said these lies are what got the investigation going in the first place.
No.
And like magic, the fabricated soundbite. What you hardly ever hear, especially from right-wing reporting, is that David Weiss, who indicted Biden.
Hunter Biden, not President Biden.
Weiss was appointed by Trump and given special counsel by Merrick Garland, the very man the right-wing Republicans screwed out of his Supreme Court seat. Another tidbit, left unreported, is that Smirnoff allegedly gave a bribe, in the millions, by the way, to Truth Social via a foreign donation. And additional millions through a Russian bank, the Paxum Bank. Lo and behold, Smirnoff is friends with part bank owner Anton Postonikov. And a friend of Putin and a friend of Smirnoff's, of course. We continue. Crazy James Comer took that fabrication to Fox News.
A lie created out of thin air.
Yeah, no kidding. In 2020, Crazy Comer was blabbering about Burisma executives, foreign prosecutors, energy contracts, and IPOs.
All a big fat lie.
Shh. They don't want anyone to know.
I won't tell them.
Shh. It's a secret. The man has no character, no integrity, and is wasting a seat in Congress. Politicians, namely Republicans, are telling more and more outlandish stories to the American public. When did we start accepting this shit?
45? President Trump. When he started his campaign to run for president this first term, he disrupted everything.
Yeah, I agree and I disagree. I agree in the sense that it's gotten very, very bad since Trump. But this crap started with them going after Clinton.
That's true.
About a blue dress.
No.
At least he didn't chop it up in pieces and sell it for money.
Trump! It wasn't his dress. It was her dress, so she would have had to chop it up.
All right. Regarding sound bites, we're not done, not even close. Chuck Snake in the Grassley released the lie. I know. All right. He released the lie signed by Smirnoff. You know, the 1023 form.
The unverified FBI.
Get it out.
The unverified FBI record?
Yeah, what do you think I'm talking about? Another successful soundbite designed to confuse busy Americans. More soundbite propaganda. Comer and Jackass Jordan went on countless interviews, Newsmax and the like, promising the greatest evidence against the Bidens. But it never came to pass.
Still waiting on it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see it. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me, I say. Give it to me. Give it to me, I say. Give it to me. Let's see it. Give it to me, I say. I say. Give it to me. Comer, Jordan, Grassley all knew it was fake news, but continued the charade. This is nothing more than a coordinated effort to discredit, disgrace, and embarrass.
Huh. How can they show their faces?
No shit. How can they show their faces? It's an enigma.
It's an enigma wrapped in a lie.
It's an enigma wrapped in a lie, wrapped in a fabrication, wrapped in a delusion that's wrapped in an illusion.
So it's wrapped in a blue dress.
Oh, shit. So, where are we at? Smirnoff lied. The Burisma execs denied that there was a payoff or they were going to IPO. And there was no evidence found.
So, Alexander Smirnoff, a dual Israeli United States citizen and former FBI informant, was arrested for lying to the FBI about non-existent Biden corruption and executive bribes for the Ukrainian energy company, Burisma. Smirnoff could not provide any evidence against the Bidens, but there is plenty of evidence against him. He is involved with murky shell corporations and Russian organized crime. He is a penny stock scammer, committed securities fraud and sold fake stock certificates, has millions stashed in foreign accounts and owns assets in Russia. In a letter to Comer last spring, the FBI Congressional Affairs chief wrote that information from confidential human sources is unverified and, by definition, incomplete. That didn't stop Republicans from running with it in their Biden investigation. Hey, don't forget, Gal Luft, a 57-year-old Israeli-American think tank chief who claimed to have evidence tying Hunter Biden to corrupt business practices in China. Luft is a Chinese agent that had no evidence against the Bidens and has been indicted for lying and several other crimes, including acting as an unregistered foreign agent, trafficking in arms, violating United States sanctions against Iran, and making false statements to federal agents. He also was an advisor for former President Trump while he was in office, but is now a DOJ absent without justice. My question is, will Grassley, Comer, Jordan, and others ever come clean? Listen to my full report on Ethan's AI updates at Screwed.
And their informant is a weapons and oil pirate. Lups, gull lups, running from authorities.
China agent.
China. Anyway, Weiss still refuses to stop the investigation and admits stupidity. Remember in the past, prosecutors said that the investigation was launched based on the report.
The fake report.
Yeah. Now he's just being belligerent, trying to save face.
A little late.
Yeah. Remember when Trump extorted President Zelensky of Ukraine because of a declined request, a favor, as Trump called it? Trump did this with the help of his minions, Giuliani, Gordon Sondland, and Bill Barr.
A favor? Sounds like The Godfather.
Sounds like a massage parlor. Let me refresh your memory. July 2019, Trump wanted Zelensky to say that Ukraine, not Russia, interfered with the 2016 election and that President Biden and his son also interfered, that they were involved. But Zelensky wasn't playing ball. No, he wasn't. You know what? He just wanted to purchase anti-tank missiles to fight invading Russia. He wasn't into the secretive plot stuff.
He just wanted weapons.
He just wasn't into it. Long story short, pissed off Fugu, that's Donnie Trump, ordered the Office of Management and Budget to withhold $391 million military assistance funds to aid in Ukraine's defense against to Russia.
Mother Russia.
What you say?
Mother Russia.
Russia.
Donnie.
Trump's buddy.
Boo.
Vlad. Ooh.
Kim Jong-un's going to get jealous.
We have a few directives for the soundbite, three fucketeers. Yeah, we do. Okay. Not kidding. do your jobs, serve the people, not yourselves. Stop wasting time and taxpayer dollars.
But you all don't really care. That makes us suckers.
That's a pretty good Mercedes impression. Who cares about Christmas?
Perfect.
We are screwed. Subscribe now to Screwed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
And watch Screwed on YouTube. Laugh with us as we break it down. Thanks.